Benson, what's in a name? Tucked away between Blacklands and Westfield Roads, there is the little office close. But who was Offer, and why would he be remembered in Benson? Offer was the powerful King of Mercia for 40 years at a time when England had several kings, long before Alfred the Great. Born in 730, he made Mercia the most powerful of these kingdoms and was often referred to as the Bretwalder, or King of Kings, of the Anglo-Saxons. Perhaps best remembered for building Offa's Dyke along the Welsh border, a defensive fortification to contain the native Britons in Wales, he was one of the fiercest warrior kings in our history. But why is he remembered in Benson? Well, in 779, Offa defeated the West Saxon king Cynewulf at the Battle of Benson, making Benson a key stronghold on the new border along the Thames with Mercia, now stretching from the Midlands to the river. At this time, Mercia stretched from the Humber to the Thames and was the most powerful of the seven Anglo-Saxon kingdoms. As a royal vill, Offa would probably have built a fortified palace in Benson, and the search for evidence of this has occupied historians for hundreds of years. For many years, it was thought to have been between the church and the river, but nothing has ever been found to verify this theory. However, it is thought that the old inn, the castle, and Castle Square took its name from this legend. After his death in 796, Mercia's power slowly decreased, and that of the West Saxons increased, leading to our better-known history under Alfred the Great and his grandson Athelstan, who became probably the first king of all England after defeating a Scots-Norseman alliance in Brunanburh in 937. Yes, it's Game of Thrones stuff, but for real. And this was written by Dave Rushton of Bensington History Group.